A Drop in Search of Its Ocean, Part 4, God Realization. Though the drops may have forgotten their source, they retain always an innate and compelling urge. Their urge is ultimately to return to the ocean from whence they came. Yet because they have forgotten the ocean, initially the urge presents itself simply as a yearning to transcend their drop limitations, to grow, learn, and explore, to join and become an ever larger entity. When drops flow and join together, they become streams, lakes, and rivers. When a drop joins a river, it ceases to identify as a mere drop. It identifies as the river, a being vastly greater in capacity, beauty, strength, and purpose. Rivers flow into larger and larger rivers, their significance, power, and glory increasing all the while. Every river is aiming for the same destination, the ocean. That innate urge is now a powerful, unstoppable current. Rivers will shape landscapes and literally move mountains to reach their goal. Once a drop has entered a powerful ocean-bound river, its chances of being re-evaporated are almost nil. It is now focused squarely on the end game, re-immersion in the ocean. As each drop is a soul, so each great river is a spiritual path, a vehicle carrying countless drops back to their ocean. As there are many rivers, each with its own character, charm, and beauty, so there are many spiritual paths, all appearing different, yet all bearing the same underlying current. According to our many perspectives, we give the ocean different names. Yet the God Ocean was, is, and will forever be one. Once the drop merges finally in the ocean, it is no longer a drop, no longer the river. It is once more the ocean itself. The drop has achieved its original and ultimate purpose. The soul has realized God.